This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. You may have followed the strange, sad saga of Amanda Bynes, former child star, now 27. She's had a very public meltdown over the past year. Her parents want a conservatorship, the right to manage their daughter's finances, make her healthcare decisions, even choose where she lives. Most conservatorships are issued for elderly adults with dementia. But as Andrea Gardner explains, there are a lot of reasons a parent might want one.
It began with eccentric tweets, followed by run-ins with the law. And court documents show Amanda Bynes recently ran through more than $1 million of the fortune she earned as a child actress. But probate attorney Mina Serkin says it's difficult for a parent to exert legal control over a troubled child.
You have to see a significant event.
For Bynes, that event occurred last month when she reportedly set herself on fire in front of a neighbor's house, landing her in a mental facility on a temporary psychiatric hold. That expires tomorrow, the same day her parents ask a judge for what's called a conservatorship. They must prove Bynes can't provide for her own personal needs and can't manage her money. If conservatorship is granted, they would assume those responsibilities.
The moment that you get the ability to manage her financial resources, you're in effect controlling a lot of other things that kind of go with that.
Mother Randy Kay has been there. She watched her adult son's erratic behavior for years with no legal right to manage his money or interact with his doctors. Finally, she went to court to become his conservator. Kay says many mental illness symptoms surface in a person's early 20s, just as they're leaving the nest and establishing independence. That complicates things.
And when the world is telling them they're an adult and you know they need some help, it's very hard because they may have periods of lucidity where they see, I'm fine. And then psychosis takes hold and you worry about impulsive acts. So it is a difficult balance to get the legal right to step in when you need to.
Kay's son was diagnosed with schizophrenia and has rebuilt his life with her help and medication. But she knows what would have happened if she didn't intervene.
Financially, any money he had would be gone, whether it was 20 cents or $20 million. He would just spend it. It's very immediate. He would not have the judgment to understand how to spend that money or listen to anybody's advice.
At Daniel's Place in Santa Monica, mentally ill young adults on their own can get help with anything from psychiatric treatment to a disability benefits application. The center also holds money management classes to help young people become independent and pay off the debts they ran up before treatment, says manager Emily James.
We've had stories of youth buying plane tickets. We've had youth, you know, charge outrageous things to parents' credit cards and really having, you know, their own reasons for doing it behind it, but often the reasoning was not based in a lot of rational thinking.
The center also supports parents who have conservatorships but are still butting heads with their adult children.
You know, money is really looked at as a source of control by the youth a lot of times. So we really have to, you know, help educate the youth about responsible budgeting and spending and also empowering them to be able to do so.
She says mentally ill young adults have the same basic financial hang-up as everyone else, distinguishing wants over needs. Their illness just magnifies that struggle. In Los Angeles, I'm Andrea Gardner for Marketplace.